Today is October 11th, 2017, and this is Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen Seddon, and I am your host for the program. And this school year, we are reading the red letter words of Jesus from the book of Matthew, that we affectionately call just Jesus. But before we read his powerful words, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to our great and mighty God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You are Abba, so beautiful. You are commander and the divine redeemer. You're the exalted one and the forerunner of all things, the gentle shepherd, and holy, holy, holy. You're inviting and a just-in-time God, the key to everything we need, the lamp unto our feet, and our master workman, the name above all names, the one true living God, and the pearl of great price. You're the quintessential essence of all that has ever been and will ever be, our ruler and sustainer, and the trustworthy one. You are understanding and the victory we long for. You're the wonderful counselor and extraordinary in everything that you do. You're the one we want to say yes to and yield to. And Lord, you have zero tolerance for sin. We love you, Lord. We adore you. And we lift up your holy name because we are your children. Help us to be good to your children who we serve each day. Help us to look at each other, our colleagues and peers, with eyes of love. Thank you, great God, for this high calling as followers of Jesus Christ. We love you, adore you, and we need you in our public schools each and every day. And we thank you for your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, amen. Welcome, my friends, to the reading of the Word of God. And today we have a very short yet very powerful passage from our Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 9, verse 9. So what was Jesus doing when he spoke these words? As Jesus passed from the area where he had just healed the paralytic, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at a tax booth, and he said to him, "The word of God, Matthew 9, verse 9, follow me." And he rose and followed him. The word of God, Matthew 9, verse 9. That's us, my friends. We're followers of Jesus the Christ. Oh, it's awesome. The second thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to play a song about our Lord. And today I have chosen Hillary Scott and her family's song called Thy Will. So let me play a small portion of it, and then I'll come back and read the lyrics to you.
I'm so confused. Broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I got is her and these four words. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done.
I'm so confused. I know I heard you loud and clear, so I followed through. Somehow, I ended up here. I don't want to think, I may never understand, that my broken heart is part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I got is hurt. And these four words, Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. I know you're good, but this don't feel good right now. And I know you think of things I could never think about. It's hard to count it all joy, distracted by the noise, just trying to make sense of all your promises. Sometimes I gotta stop. Remember that you're God, and I am not. So thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Like a child on my knees, all that comes to me is thy will be done. I know you see me. I know you hear me, Lord. Your plans are for me. Goodness you have in store. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. Thank you, my friends, for joining us in those powerful words of Jesus, follow me, and this beautiful song by Hilary Scott and her family. The third thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days, is to pray. And we pray as educators across the nation at precisely 1:16 p.m. And that is based on Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. And today, we are going to be praying for any students that may have recently lost a pet. It's one of the hardest times for kids, for sure. And so, my friends, at exactly 1:16, when your alarm goes off, just know you are not alone and that your brothers and sisters across this nation are praying with you at 1:16 p.m. Now, if you don't remember that prompt, don't you worry. Just pray. So I look forward to praying with you today at 1:16 p.m. The fourth thing that we do on Around the Word in 180 Days is to read Don Clark's devotionals. We completed his first series called Teacher Take Courage, and now we are in his second series called Love Ladders. Today's episode is called The Word at Work, Part 1. The scripture that he chose is from John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Barbara Hollingsworth's favorite time of the year is not Christmas, her birthday, or her anniversary. It is always the first weekend in August. On that weekend, she books a room at the Galvez Hotel in Galveston, Texas, a beautiful old historical hotel on the waterfront. She always stays on the top floor in a room which has a balcony overlooking the ocean, and she goes from Friday afternoon to Sunday afternoon. During this personal retreat, she simply seeks God with no agenda. She seeks His will and His word in her life. The three most important things in her small luggage bag are her Bible, personal journal, and several pens. On Barbara's annual personal retreat, she leaves her two young girls at home with her husband. It is her time to be alone with God each year with no cell phone, computer, television, children, husband, friends, students, administrators, co-workers, pastors, or church members. It is her annual getaway with Jesus, which includes sunrise walks on the beach with him, late night moonlit communions on the balcony overlooking the bay, and one 60-minute massage from the hotel staff on Saturday afternoons. This is also a time of fasting for her. She eats just one meal a day. She eats fish at the best local seafood restaurants in the city that are within walking distance from the hotel. Barbara's favorite chapter in the Bible is John 21. In this chapter, the resurrected Jesus appears to his disciples on the beach while Peter and his friends are having no luck fishing. Jesus is on the shore and tells them where to throw their nets, and they haul in a big catch of fish. The disciples then recognize Jesus' identity in the early morning mist. They come ashore and they see Jesus has cooked breakfast for them on the beach. Jesus talks with Peter about love and commands him in multiple times to feed my sheep. It was in college at Texas A&M Corpus Christi, as an English and education major, that Barbara experienced Jesus for the first time while on a Young Life retreat at the beach. The leader of a local worship band was playing her guitar and singing that night for the retreat, and Barbara felt something enter into her. Warmth spread throughout her entire body, and she was filled to overflowing with peace, presence, and penetrating love of God that passes all understanding. This experience was life-transforming. The speaker that night, as a brilliant yellow and orange sunset filled the sky, read John 21 and spoke to the 15 to 20 college students in a three-part message about 1, hearing the voice of God when things aren't going as planned, 2, looking to God in unexpected places, and 3, how to practically feed love to those in your sphere of influence, especially those who are lost from God, hateful, unforgiving, and angry. The week before this event, Barbara's high school boyfriend had broken up with her after dating for 3 years. She realized at the Young Life retreat that Jesus, not a boyfriend or husband, was to be her first love of her life forever. She realized she was to follow him the rest of her life, and that she could trust him to keep his promises and always unconditionally love her. Following Jesus was an especially large step for Barbara because she had been raised in a Jewish family. Her maiden name was Goldstein. When she shared with her family this life-changing experience at the beach, several close family members rejected her. Though her mother and sister continued to unconditionally love and communicate with her, her father and brother did not. Her father cut off her college financial support and did not speak with her until 4 years later when she was married. The divine peace and love of Jesus enfolded and insulated Barbara during this time in her life. She endured with patient love her father and brother's rejection. She returned evil with good. It drew her even closer to Jesus and her newfound family and friends at college in the Young Life group, who loved and befriended her through this time of trial. On the same eventful night at the beach, Barbara's call from God to be a teacher was confirmed. She knew she was supposed to feed the lambs and sheep in the education sheepfold, especially those who were lost, rejected, and unloved. Upon graduation, she applied for work at one of the most challenging inner-city high schools in the Houston Independent School District and was hired within 30 minutes of her first interview for a freshman English position. Barbara has been at Washington High School the last 11 years, feeding lambs and sheep. She has been the faculty sponsor of a growing Young Life Christian club at the high school, which has made a huge positive impact on the campus climate. A large multicultural Young Life team of Houston students is mentoring many students at our high school and helping the high school students not just find an open door to God, but to higher education and college as well. Barbara's visit to the Galvez Hotel before starting her 11th year in education was a crossroad experience that changed her career and life forever, just as that day on the beach had in her junior year at college. To be continued, the prayer. Jesus, speak into our lives. Be our first love this entire school year. Help us to set aside special times to hear and love you. The final thing that we do, my friends, on Around the Word in 180 Days is to offer up a quote for the day. And today's is from Maya Angelou. Do the best you can until you know better. Then when you know better, do better. And now, my friends, as we close out our time together, I want to remind you of the powerful words of Jesus Christ from today in Matthew 9, verse 9. Follow me. O Father, Almighty God, thank you, Lord, for the examples of Jesus, for the incredible stories and his words. Thank you, Lord, that we can be followers of Jesus. Help us to truly understand what that means and act accordingly. We love you, Lord. We trust you and we adore you. And we ask you for everything in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.